nurture and support. Nurture and support. This is a podcast theme song. And it's really short.
Nurture and support begins in 3, 2, 1.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Nurture and Support, a recommendation podcast. I'm sharing all the awesome since 2013. Forgot that part. The best part, I forgot. I'm Kelly Tuhl at K-E-L-L-Y-T-H-U-L on Twitter, and advancing the Amazon Prime Directive, which gets a little piece of me today, as we'll talk about during the recommendations, is Mel.
Hey, everybody. I am Mel at CarMcKnight on Twitter, and we are back for another week of awesomeness. And I am so glad that Kelly is participating in the directive. We'll see what his recommendation is.
Yeah. I didn't land on the directive. The directive fell on me.
It has a way of doing that.
Yes, it does. So, I'm kind of cheating today and quasi doing a 2-for-1 recommendation, which I think, if upon further reflection, Mel might have snuck one of those in or two or over time, but just to kind of balance it out. So I'm actually my whole one's a big cheat between sticking two together, and then also Mel and I were chatting a little bit before we started recording. My recommendation, she probably knows more about than I do, and so there's some different aspects of it that I'll if you don't mind, Mel, I'll ask you to help round out the recommendation to give even more reasons. So without further ado. And I forgot to mention I have the most awesome social media recommendation ever. Just wait, everybody. It's awesome. You're going to thank me. I can't wait. It's just so exciting. However, all the other recommendations are perfectly fine, too. They're just not as incredibly awesome as my social media recommendation. But I will start with my recommendation, which is a combination of a podcast about The Walking Dead that's called Watching Dead by Jim and Aaron. They're part of the Bald Move Network. So if you do a search on Bald Move, you'll find them. And there are a ton of podcasters on Bald Move. They cover everything from Mad Men to Downton Abbey to Game of Thrones to just you name it. And then fairly interestingly enough, Jim and Aaron recently, within the past 6 months, have quit their jobs and have gone into podcasting full time. That this is now their method of employment.
And so maybe they need some sidekicks. You should talk to them.
Yes, we should. But they are, stumbled across them a while back when I was looking for, I had really enjoyed, and we've shared before, the supporting podcast for Breaking Bad. That was done by Vince Gilligan and Kelly Dixon and all that. And so I found if there was a show I really liked and I could find a good podcast with it, it was a nice combo. So I was looking for something, being a big Walking Dead fan. Came across Watching Dead, and I have really enjoyed it. They don't, and this is not a criticism of Chris Hardwick at all, but Talking Dead is a pretty positive show. There's not, you know, you don't really, you know, there has yet to be a Talking Dead where it's like, well, this part didn't work out at all, and I wonder where they're going. You know, there's not really kind of a, this is what I liked, this is what I didn't like. It's kind of a cheerleader-ish show. It's still fun, and it's good, and it's enthusiastic. With Jim and Aaron are a little bit more candid.
Critical.
There can be moments, and so they were not big fans of the Lizzie character, either how she was written or how she was performed, and they kind of really expressed that quite a bit. Aaron in particular, although really both of them, language-wise, this is not PG listening. There's colorful language throughout the show, just how they talk. But it's a pretty fun listen to follow the show. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm a little bit behind to kind of catch up what they thought about the premiere, and then as things have started to go on here. But they're a fun podcast. So kind of part A of this is the Watching Dead podcast. But part B is, as they move to their multimedia empire of podcasting and other things, they have continue to try and add additional content. And one of the things they do is, you know, you've got the the Walking Dead games you can get for your iPad and all those types of things where you make kind of decisions and you've got to answer questions and you go through and do a whole thing. It's pretty cool. And so what they do every Monday is they broadcast, they do a live stream of them playing these games on an application called Twitch. And so let's pause for a second. So Twitch used to be a pure and noble startup company trying to make people happy. And what's happened to them, Mel?
Well, they're still trying to make people happy, only for Amazon.
Under the jackbooted thumb of Amazon.
Amazon bought Woot, too. And Woot still makes me happy. Okay. So just because Amazon buys a company doesn't mean that it goes to crap afterwards. So we have hope.
So I did not know this was what was going to happen to Twitch when I first found out about it. But they were broadcasting live. So I said, well, this sounds pretty fun. So I pulled the app down. It's free. Set up an account. And it is just – it's and so what kind of second part of my recommendation is Twitch, regardless of who owns it now, even the Prime Directive owns it. But it's a really cool thing. And so I'll talk a little bit up from my side because I'm not a big gamer. And Twitch is kind of a two-way street. One, if you just want to go in, and by the way, I use it, is I go in and watch Jim and Aaron play these games, the Walking Dead games. And it's awesome because – so Jim has played the game before. Aaron never has. But Jim apparently cannot retain anything for longer than 24 hours. And so it's like, so you've played this game, right? He goes, yeah. Well, what happens here? I don't remember. So it's like he's playing it all over again. He goes, well, yeah, they do something. But they're making choices here to say whatever is like the worst or most evil or rottenest thing to do all the way through. They're always, so if you have like four answers and it's like a person's fallen a well, do you help them out? Or do you kick them down? You know, it's like, well, kick them down. You know, they pick all the real jerky ones. And their experience so far is the game goes faster and quicker and they're more successful if they're a jerk throughout the whole thing. So that was interesting.
Are they playing the actual licensed Walking Dead game that they do seasons of? Okay.
Yep. And and they've kind of stepping through all of those. And then what's really cool for their broadcast is it's not just consuming. So outside of watching it, the other cool thing is that you can have a chat window going on during the same time. So while they're playing and talking live, you can be there adding comments and things like that. And they were playing an episode recently where I'm not sure which version of the game this is, but it's like a whole series of little mini trips. You go to like this board, and there's photos of all these different people, and you pick the different ones, and you kind of go through that adventure. And there was one where they had a picture of the Capitol building. So it was based in Washington, D.C., and this one, the character was kind of in front of the Capitol building. And they were like, well, so that's the White House, isn't it? And they were actually having a debate, so the Capitol building's being shown. And two of the people are absolutely convinced that it's the White House. And the other one's going, oh, I'm not 100% sure. And so meanwhile, I'm there typing, going, it's not the White House, it's the Capitol building. And I'm proud to say if you happen to get on Twitch and you run across Bog Panda 1, that's me. And so it's kind of fun to hear Jim and Aaron go, because eventually Aaron's like, oh, Bog Panda says it's this. Screw you, Bog Panda. So that was kind of fun.
Outed your alias.
Yeah, well, it's just fun. I'm cool. Bog, you know, those who know me know I'm not too far away from Bog Panda. So. But I'm not too worried about outing the thousands upon thousands of listeners of the Nurture and Support podcast. So shh, everybody, don't tell.
Yeah, I think I'm on there with my typical handle, my Twitter handle at Carmic9, I think is my Twitch handle as well.
So you got the chat thing when people are doing live streaming and you kind of interact with them. And then there's just, you know, game upon game. If you're kind of saying, like Mel talked about, you know, talked about the Diablo series quite a bit. And so I was like, well, let me see what this is all about. And so there's a channel on Diablo and you can watch a bunch of recorded versions of people playing it. And it's so you can learn about the games. You can see the gameplay. You can watch typically somebody who knows what they're doing do it pretty well. And you get a real slice of life on the people who are, so the side I'm less familiar with is the broadcast side of Twitch, which is if you are a gamer and you want to record your game and you want to put it out there, is that there are ways to do that, and then you can also kind of have this running commentary with it. And I have seen a variety of them. I've seen one where the game's being played and you just have the audio. I've seen the game being played where basically there's a webcam insert, and there's usually a guy on a couch kind of leaning back playing the game.
In a very dark room.
Dark room, having a little bit of pizza, maybe some pizza rolls, and knocking the game off. And then I saw one where the guy's like, must have been in front of a green screen, because it's just his, I mean, it's his silhouette, and he's, you know, just kind of talking, and it was kind of high end. So yeah. Look like if you're a producer of this content, you've got some options in terms of how much fidelity you want to add. But it's a great way to get in on these live stream things like the Watching Dead stuff I'm seeing there. But then to also just go across, and it's the gamut of games, all the way from things like Diablo, Walking Dead, to Kirby, to any, you know, I mean, basically Donkey Kong 64. You can kind of do it all. So you can see live stuff, you can look at recorded ones. So it's a great way to familiarize yourself with games, some pretty good entertainment and personalities. You can follow people and do all that kind of good stuff. You can do that. But in talking to Mel before the show, there's also much more. So this is, Mel had mentioned this on a previous podcast, that the artist that did
Dovahkiin, the kitty Dovahkiin from Skyrim.
That he has, you know, you can also, it's kind of like a YouTube platform that you can publish some video content. So there's some pretty cool stuff out there, people using Photoshop and other things there, showing techniques and all that. So it's kind of another nice stream of video content to go through. There's a strong gaming component to it for that, but there's also a growing amount of things like the artists and those types of things. But Mel, you also have some familiarity. Is there other things we'd want to make sure we mentioned about Twitch for folks to think about?
Well, going back to the artist type thing, what Twitch does really well is it basically gives you a live screenshot of what someone is doing on the screen of their computer. So a lot of artists are using it, but it can be used for pretty much anything. And that you're trying to show and give examples to people of how to do something on their computer. But it's live, and so they could be in the chat asking questions about, wait, what did you just do? And then you can go back and you can explain it live to someone who's in the chat asking how you did that. So I have no artistic ability whatsoever. I would desperately love to gain some sort of digital art capability, but I just don't have it in me. But for some reason, I find it fascinating to watch a lot of these artists do their work on things like Twitch, because they just make it look so easy. And I look at my copy of Photoshop that I have, and it's like there are so many little buttons and toggles, and pressure on the pen changes what you do, and I don't know how to do any of that. So I love watching them, the artists particularly on Twitch, do their thing. But as far as the gaming goes, I have talked to y'all a little bit in the past about Raptor, which is a kind of little gaming community app that if you have a computer or laptop that has an integrated AMD video chip with your processor, you more than likely have this app on your system. It downloaded as part of the driver software for your video card. And this is a gaming community that I've talked about before, and they have recently integrated Twitch into the app. So all you have to do is set up a Twitch account, hook it in, and then from within Raptor, you can go through your library of games and automatically start a Twitch live stream within Raptor without having to have any other special software to record your screen. It's all built into Raptor. It takes care of it with the click of a button. You set your settings. And you, like Kelly said, you can either have your camera showing a little square in there that's actually showing a live feed of you overlaid in a corner of your screen of the game that you're playing. Or you can just do audio, or you can not do audio at all and just have it be the game. So there's a lot of different options that you can do if you don't particularly want to show your face while you're gaming, because I am sure that I make a lot of very funny faces when I'm getting my ass kicked in some game. So you might not want to record that for posterity, depending on if you're shy about it. So Raptor makes it really easy if you have that installed and you would like to get in on the gaming aspect of Twitch. But There's a lot of games out there. It's not just for PC gaming. People figure out, and I don't know how to do this because I'm not a console gamer, but there are ways to do this from your console as well. And so a lot of those story games that come out on console that you don't get to play on the PC, like The Last of Us is one of them. I love watching The Last of Us. And I love watching people play it and go through the story. So a lot of those type of games that you maybe didn't play, but they're beautiful in their own right and they're telling a story that's very interesting, you can get on Twitch and watch people play through the game, and it's almost like a little movie. So I really enjoy it. Twitch is a great recommendation, Kelly.
Cool. Thank you. And so my cheating's done. I did 2 for 1. I had Mel do half the recommendation, but it's a good recommendation. So deal with it. It's still a good recommendation.
It is. I like Twitch. Twitch is great, and who knows what Amazon will do with it.
I'm worried, but I'm still going to keep watching my Jim and Aaron because it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, well, they've been doing a good job so far, which is why Amazon bought them. And like I mentioned with Woot, Amazon didn't change the way that Woot operated. So I still enjoy Woot. I buy a whole lot of T-shirts from Woot. I'm probably their best customer. But that will lead us to my recommendation, which I've got a quick, fun little recommendation this week. Continuing with my whole Halloween theme, there's a movie that recently, at least to me, got put up on Netflix. And it's called My Babysitter's a Vampire. You probably don't know this movie, do you, Kelly?
I do not.
It's kind of a kid's movie. It apparently got made for television in Canada in 2010. It actually got turned into a television series that also aired. Let's see, the Disney Channel here in the U.S. aired the movie in 2011, and I believe they also aired the TV series, but I didn't specifically check on that. I think they did. But this is the story of a boy named Ethan and essentially his best friend, Benny. They are high school freshmen, and they are just full of themselves. They're men now because they're in high school. And these are two of the biggest little nerdy mathletes you've ever seen. One of the things I really loved about this movie is it is full of, let's see, Star Trek, Star Wars, pretty much every little nerdy reference that you can possibly make. So Ethan has a little sister, and he and Benny are busy shoving marshmallows in their mouth to see who can get more of them in. And aren't paying attention to Ethan's little sister, and she wanders outside and sort of sees a guy get taken away by a vampire and is screaming when their parents get home. So Ethan is deemed not an acceptable babysitter, and they hire a girl from his high school to be their babysitter every week for date night. Now, this was supposed to be a girl named Erica, who is a Dusker. Now, the other great thing I love about this movie is that a very large part of this movie is making fun of a Twilight-esque movie called Dusk. And they really make fun of this movie. And any of you that know me know that Twilight is, I'm not the biggest fan. In fact, I'm not a fan at all. I'm really not into sparkly vampires, but they do a really good job of kind of parodying the whole Twilight fandom. And they're not being particularly mean about it. It's just this whole thing going on in the movie. At least I didn't think it was mean. Twilight fans might disagree with me. I thought it was funny. But Erica can't make it. And so her friend, Sarah, becomes their babysitter. And it's really a mistake that she ends up there anyway because Sarah happens to be dating a dude named Jesse. Jesse is like the head of the drama club and a vampire who's pretending to be a high school student. Again, because what vampire doesn't want to be a high school student? I mean, really. So the whole movie is kind of a parody of Twilight, parodying Twilight within it. And I just found it to be highly amusing. Ethan and Benny are great little nerds. Benny, being the sidekick, is always yelling out, engage, and which is a Star Trek reference that I have to love. And he's very big on pizza being delivered in 30 minutes or less, or it's free. So he has a whole shtick going on where he keeps ordering pizza and informing his grandmother that if they are not there in exactly 24 minutes, then it's free and she is not to pay them no matter what they say. So a little bit about the cast. Ethan is played by an actor named Matthew Knight. He was in The Grudge 2 and 3. So he will look familiar to you if you've seen those movies. He's grown up quite a bit since then. And even now, who knows what he looks like because it's 5 years later. Four. Benny is played by Atticus Dean Mitchell, who, if any of you have also seen The Colony, you might recognize as Graydon, who dies pretty early in the movie. Did you ever see The Colony?
I did not, but I totally wish my name was Atticus.
I know. I know, right?
I may have to work on a name change here.
The Colony was a fun post-apocalyptic kind of movie with Bill Paxton and Lawrence Fishburne in it. It's also on Netflix if anybody wants to check it out. I enjoyed it. It's not, you know, it's not the greatest, but I enjoyed it because it's post-apocalyptic and I enjoy almost everything that's post-apocalyptic.
Mel, we really need to keep you to just one recommendation. You can't
be
branching out and offering multiple recommendations. That would be wrong.
I'm just throwing that out there to give people an idea of where they may have seen poor Benny before. Sarah is played by an actress named Vanessa Morgan. All of these characters reappear in the TV series. They were still in the TV series, which I don't know. I don't really know the history if they planned it that way or the movie did so well that they decided to make a series out of it. But all of them came back for the TV series. So that was nice. But it's just a fun little vampire movie. It doesn't have any particular bearing on Halloween within the movie, but I just saw it recently and decided, hey, it's about vampires. And it's October, so everybody should go watch this for Halloween. One of the things, there was a quote in there, which this is a quote from the Dusk movie, that the vampire, sparkly vampire, says. So I just wanted to tell everybody this. This is a poem I guess he wrote for his Bella Swan love interest. I'm AB positive you will be mine. Drinking your hemoglobin may be a crime, but our love will sparkle for all time. And I just think someone needs to have that tattooed on them somewhere because that attic poetry right there, folks, you heard it here first. So anyway, I should also,
especially with a typo or something in there, like instead of you know, our, you know, just
yes.
Get in, you're going to put the whole big back tattoo on, get a misspelling or two in there too.
Absolutely. I should mention that they managed to make some UV lightsabers out of grandma's tanning bed bulbs because these guys are nerds and they're fighting vampires. So it's fun. It's very tongue-in-cheek. They make fun of Twilight, and I enjoyed it. It was a good, fun, family-friendly Halloween movie that was not scary at all, but was just a good, fun laugh for me, being old as I am. Those of you who have children, this may be old news if you watched it on the Disney Channel. I don't ever watch the Disney Channel, so this was complete news to me when it popped up on Netflix. So it's on Netflix for all of you with Netflix accounts. You could go watch My Babysitter's a Vampire, and I believe the TV series is also on Netflix, I think. So have at vampires.
Very cool. I'll have to check that out until Amazon buys Netflix, and then I don't know what I'll have to do. So
you'll have to get a Prime account.
Yep, I think it's just a matter of time. It's a matter of time before I go Prime, but I'm going to fight it.
Hey, that rhymes with our poem.
Yes, it does. It's like it's poetry hour on Nurture and Sport.
It is. It is. We have talent.
Okay.
Yeah.
Guess social, what?
Give us this awesome social media recommendation, Kelly.
Everybody, sit down. Get comfortable. Prepare to have a better life than you've ever had before. Go to your Twitter account. And what you need to do is do a search on @ Randy Orton. That's RANDYORTONRKO. And actually, I'm sorry. I'm so excited here. I can't do it. It's Randy. The Twitter handle is Randy Orton Vine, V-I-N-E. So Randy Orton, O-R-T-O-N, Vine. The title of the account is Randy Orton RKO. And Randy Orton is RKOing the internet. So I'll give you a little bit of background here, because I know Mel's wrestling knowledge is pretty much a Von Erich-centric wrestling knowledge.
I watched the entire 2 hours of Friday night's wrestling before Z Nation, I will have you know.
So there might have been, and I didn't, and there could have been some Randy Orton on there. I don't know.
There was not that I saw. No, it was interesting. Let me tell you.
So Randy is an active wrestler. He's at least a second generation, if not third generation wrestler. His father was Cowboy Bob Orton, who had a fractured forearm that didn't heal in like 10 years because he always was wearing a cast that he was smashing people with. He was always a heel. Cowboy Bob Orton used to work with Roddy Piper a lot. Roddy Piper, and it was all pretty cool there. But Randy's been around for a while. He's 12-time WWE champion. And all wrestlers have what they call a finishing move, which is this magical move that they can pull out at any point in time and they use. And if they successfully execute it, it tends to knock the other person out and they get the pin. It's always the very exciting moment of a match. As if they were scripted, someone would apply their finishing move. And Randy's finishing move is the RKO. Basically a move where he grabs someone by the top of their head, kind of jumps in front of them, and drives their head down into the mat and knocks them out. Well, Randy is RKOing the internet. So any video you have ever seen of somebody falling or stumbling or tripping, people are taking graphics of Randy Orton and superimposing them on the thing. So it's Randy RKOing all these people. And it is the funniest, most enjoyable thing you will ever see, as he takes out soccer players and people singing the national anthem and a kid trying to cut the line at Cedar Point and lots of parkours, people that are doing all the jump around buildings. He took a lot of them out. And so he's RKOing the internet. It's like, no one's safe. And a lot of times they'll introduce a little, the setup a lot of times for Randy to do this is he'll either get down on his hands and knees and slam his hands on the mat and look menacingly, because his nickname is the Viper, and he's about to go get the person and he unleashes the RKO on him. And they'll just, sometimes you'll slide in and they'll get kind of the menacing Randy Orton face, and then it'll slide out, and then all of a sudden he jumps in and RKOs him. And it is just hilarious. There's several accounts out there doing this. These started being published as Vines, and they just took off like crazy. Everybody was loving them. Now they're creating YouTube compilations of them. But this Randy Orton Vine on Twitter, it looks, is to me the most comprehensive source, regularly updated, and you just can't help but smile as you watch Randy RKO the internet. So that's my recommendation, and I really, really like it. In fact, I almost want to just go watch a few more right now.
I haven't seen any of the parkour ones. I've seen some of the soccer ones. So I'll have to go look it up and look at some of the parkour ones, because those poor people, they shouldn't be doing that.
Especially with Randy Orton out there.
No, he's like a Sharknado, man.
It is. It's so good. Because just about any video you've ever seen where there are people that fall, someone's created a version of it. So I've noticed quite a few from Tosh.0 that have made their way to RKO. So cool. That's my recommendation. I'm very excited about it, as you can tell.
Y'all should see the smile on his face. I've never seen him so happy.
I just love it. I want my job to be to watch Randy Orton Vines. This is a comment on them.
I'm going to have to watch more, because I want to be as happy as Kelly is right now. that makes it my turn for the social media recommendation. And I want to assure all of you that I shouldn't tell you this, but we don't talk about what we're going to recommend before we get on here and we talk about it. So I had no idea that Kelly was going to talk about Twitch today. So my social media recommendation actually has a lot to do with Twitch. My recommendation this week is a Twitter account called @extralife4kids. And if you don't know what Extra Life is, Extra Life is a charity organization that raises money, usually in the form of 24-hour game marathons, they are raising money to benefit Children's Miracle Network. And it actually, I should have recommended this earlier for everyone, but it slipped my mind. October 25th is the big day this year, but there are people who have already done theirs, or and there will be people that do theirs after that. But the 25th is really the big day where everybody is on Twitch live streaming their 24-hour game marathons. So Twitch will be a happening place come Saturday. So if you listen to this episode on Friday, you're going to have to get out there, follow this account. They'll be tweeting some of the biggest accounts that do this. But Twitter will be full of gamers doing something good this weekend instead of a lot of the bad press that gamers have been getting over the last couple of weeks for a hashtag we won't talk about. They'll be doing good this weekend by playing video games for 24 hours straight to raise money for Children's Miracle Network to help terminally ill children. So at Extra Life for Kids on Twitter, their website is also extra-life.org if you want to go there to join up or donate. But there's a lot of teams that you can find easily on Twitter by looking for Extra Life. Extra Life will be tweeting some of them. But there will be a lot of stuff out there of teams looking for donations, people to join their teams. If you've never looked at this kind of stuff before, it's a good way to get in on it. There's a lot of amateur gamers out there who form little groups of just their friends that get together and do this to raise money for this charity. And it all benefits kids. It's a great charity. So check them out and possibly join in. So that's all I got.
That's cool. Great timing, because we'll release on Friday, and it's good for Saturday. People will know. Excellent. Again, the planning that we put into the show, it's amazing.
It is. It's just mind-boggling. Bog Panda 1.
Yeah, that's right. Especially when there's RKO videos to watch. You know, this is the thing. Because we could have all been watching Randy Orton RKO videos right now.
That's right.
Which are amazing, and you need to watch them, because it's the greatest thing ever, ever, ever on the internet.
He's so happy. It's scary.
I don't know. And I'm not like a huge Randy Orton fan either. He doesn't have particularly good mic skills, you know, to kind of fire up a crowd, be a bad guy. But this is just, I don't know. It just makes me happy. It really does. It's well done. So.
I've seen you tweeting some of those, so that's probably the only reason I saw some of them.
Yeah. Oh, unsafe. It's so awesome. Someone who almost makes us as happy as Randy Orton RKO videos is Matt, and we'll go ahead and turn it over to him, and he'll give you the particulars on how you can connect with us. We'd love it if you'd review us on iTunes if you get a chance. Drop us a comment on the blog. Matt will give you all the information how you can do that to help us out, and thank you so much for listening again. So bye from me.
Bye, everybody.
You can contact us on our website, nurtureandsupport.net. Or email us at nurtandsup@gmail.com. That's nurtandsupp@gmail.com. Or tweet us at nurtandsup on Twitter.
Nurturing and supporting journey. Mission accomplished.